He was called the philosopher of puberty. The auteur of adolescence, filmmaker John Hughes, died yesterday of a heart attack at age 59. Hughes made his reputation in the 1980s with teenage comedies that included The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. An entire generation of filmgoers came of age watching John Hughes movies, including NPR's Netta Ulaby.
I saw 16 Candles back in 1984 with my best friend the day she didn't make the cheerleading squad. What happened to actress Molly Ringwald in the movie put everything in perspective.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
Plus, she has an embarrassing encounter with a school geek, and she cannot handle her crush on the school stud.
Oh my God, what should I do? Should I go up to him or should I say, hi, Jake, I'm Samantha? Or no, maybe I should let him come to me.
These suburban high school heroes were in many ways deeply conventional, but for Hughes, they were archetypes. The dweeb, the jock, the prom queen still share one defining trait, insecurity. Here's Hughes on NPR in 1988.
You know, you drive yourself crazy because you think you're the only person that feels ugly or stupid or left out or hopeless or whatever. And I've dealt with that theme a lot. We're all from the same family.
Another theme underpinning John Hughes' comedies was the issue of class. He wrote the script for the Chevy Chase film Vacation in part out of long-held simmering resentment over never having visited Disneyland as a child.
I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose!
Vacation, from 1983, was directed by Harold Ramis, who remembered working with Hughes in a conversation yesterday.
John was a lightning-fast writer. He could write legendarily, could write a script in a couple of weeks.
And even though those scripts were geared to teens and families, Ramis says they're a little subversive. Hughes was a former editor of the National Lampoon, and Ramis says Hughes connected with teenagers because he understood their humor and their rebellion.
All teenagers are countercultural by nature. It's their obligation to be in a state of rebellion against their parents and whatever established authority there is. And John kind of understood that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, for instance.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off concerns an insouciant teenager who turns a day of skipping school into a series of madcap adventures, including converting a Chicago parade into a gleeful downtown dance party.
We'll take it up.
The idea of a kid somehow almost magically empowered to do whatever he wants seemed to resonate with Hughes. A few years later, he wrote and produced a little film about a small boy abandoned by his family who fends off robbers on Christmas Eve.
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Since it opened in 1990, Home Alone has grossed almost $500 million. Even though Hughes was by then a star for his triple threat talents of producing, directing, and scripting, he told NPR he was still thrilled to work with comedic giants like Steve Martin and John Candy in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You know, I just had to get, wipe the drool off my chin and just, excuse me, you're just a couple of actors and I'm just the guy with the script and let's go make a movie.
Hughes stopped directing. He retreated to the Midwest. He stopped doing interviews. His more recent movies lack the wit and realism of his early work. But his loving depictions of middle-class, suburban, white-bread youth found a following with younger filmmakers like Kevin Smith and Judd Apatow, who once said from Hughes he learned how to trust oddball kids as his leads. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News.